If there's one institution in the world that is misunderstood the most, it's probably the Catholic Church. In fact, we probably win the Guinness World Record for most misunderstood institution. Even at the conception of the church, people thought we were cannibals and practicing incest because we were eating at the Eucharistic table and calling each other brother and sister. Today, people misunderstand our teachings about marriage and the family. But one doctrine today that many people misunderstand is the church's teaching about papal infallibility. And so I'm going to talk about three myths about papal infallibility. So myth number one, the Pope is not infallible because he is not perfect. Some people will look at our first reading today as an example that the Pope is not infallible. They say, look at St. Peter. He's definitely not infallible. Even Paul had to correct him because he was leaving the Gentiles to sit with the Jews. So the context for this situation follows the Council of Jerusalem, where the apostles and the elders had decided that the Gentiles would not be required to undergo circumcision in order to become a follower of Jesus. Praise God. However, St. Peter, by withdrawing from the Gentiles when he was having dinner with them, to eat with the Jews in this particular context, it seemed to indicate by his actions that the Gentiles had to follow the Mosaic purity laws, including circumcision. And so St. Paul rebuked him because Peter is contradicting in his actions what was confirmed in doctrine. So the problem with this objection is that it misunderstands what infallibility means. People think papal infallibility means that the Pope knows everything or that the Pope can never sin. In fact, infallibility means being unable to transmit errors in relation to matters of faith and morals when teaching definitively. So this is what the Catechism says. The Roman Pontiff enjoys this infallibility in virtue of his office when he proclaims by a definitive act a doctrine pertaining to faith and morals. The reason why Jesus wanted to give the Pope papal infallibility is because he wanted to instill in us the confidence so that we absolutely know the way to heaven. Jesus is the truth, and therefore he is infallible. But he allows St. Peter to share in his infallibility when he says to Peter in Luke chapter 22, verses 32, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. And again he says to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of death shall not prevail against it. I remember speaking to an Anglican once about the controversy that was happening in the Anglican Church a couple years ago. And he just said, you know, sometimes I wish we just had a Pope to tell us exactly what the truth is. The gift of infallibility gives us the confidence that we have the truths necessary to go to heaven. Myth number two, everything and anything the Pope says is infallible. So from his opinions about ketchup chips to some off-the-cuff comments on an airplane or in an interview, some Catholics and even Catholics believe that everything he says is infallible. That is incorrect because the Church also indicates the specific limitations within which the Pope is infallibly declaring a doctrine on faith and morals. So I'll say the Catechism quote again, and listen to when the Pope is infallible. The Roman Pontiff enjoys this infallibility in virtue of his office when he proclaims by a definitive act a doctrine pertaining to faith and morals. And so the key word there is when the Pope declares by a definitive act. And this definitive act has only been done twice in the history of the Church. The first one was the dogma of the Immaculate Conception by Pope Pius XI in 1854, and the dogma of the Assumption of Mary by Pope Pius XII in 1950. In these pronouncements, the Pope is very intentional and very clear. It's most often it's in a document, and you can really tell by the language that it's very solemn. And so the Pope cannot be like infallible like by accident. And finally, the third myth is that the Pope can make up any doctrine, which is untrue. And it's a myth because the Church also teaches that the teaching office of the Church, which includes the teaching office of the Pope, is a servant to the sacred scripture and to sacred tradition. So therefore, the Pope can't say one day, Jesus is not God, or Mary is the fourth person of the Blessed Trinity. The Pope does not have the power to do that because the Pope is the servant to the sacred scriptures and traditions that we have received. And so what he does is he authentically interprets it and not transpose it or change it. Jesus promised, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. John chapter 16, verse 13. The gift of the Spirit has been given to St. Peter and to his successors in a unique way through the charism and the gift of papal infallibility. In these troubling times in our Church, Jesus gives us the confidence to remain in the Church because he has not and he will not leave the Church or abandon it because it is the pillar and bulwark of truth.